You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. It's Friday. That means it's time to spend some time in LA. Our Sense of Place Los Angeles series continues today with a performance and conversation with LA trio Gems. This was recorded a couple of months ago with the help of our LA affiliate KCSN in front of a live audience at Hollywood's famed club, Hotel Cafe. When you walk into Hotel Cafe, you see exposed brick, a dark wood bar, and a stage flanked by heavy red curtains. It feels dramatic and warm and intimate. You'll hear Gems talk about the history and importance of Hotel Cafe, about the way they use music as a form of therapy for themselves, and how they discovered they could sing in such perfect harmony. Gems released their self-titled debut album last year, and they begin with a performance from that debut, recorded live for World Cafe. This is Gems with Right on Time.
A full moon was swinging low. I walked out on the frozen road. Every sign told me to run, to turn away, to say I'm done, but you were right on time. Through darkness I can see distant pathways, destinies. Thought I'd have to travel far, yeah. Here I am and there you are, and you were right on time. Shot in the dark, a flicker of a spark, a cry from ringing the heart,
out loud, ringing out loud,
the chance at a new start. Yeah, you were right on time. The winter sun could melt away, what you say. The stars, they point my mind to you. They show me what's always been true. You were right on time. Yeah, you were right on time. A shot.
Recorded live for World Cafe in Los Angeles at Hotel Cafe for our Sense of Place series. That was Gems.
Woo!
I'm Raina Duras talking to GEMS right now. Before we really get rolling here, I know GEMS is kind of an acronym. Could you go around and introduce yourselves one by one?
I'm the J of GEMS, Jessica Rotter.
My name's Emily Colombier, E of GEMS.
And I'm Sarah Margaret. I have two names. I'm from Mississippi. These are the Angelinas.
We flipped it around, letters.
And now you have GEMS. It's easy.
So one thing that really stands out right away from hearing you guys play it and hearing you guys sing are the harmonies, which are absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. When did
you realize that your voices went together so well? Was there a moment?
We started collaborating individually. So Emily and I started working together on our own, and we had a recording that kind of went viral. So we were like, all right, we got to sing together. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah Margaret moved to town and we did a duet and everyone was like, you know, your voices sound good together. So we ended up doing a lot of three-part harmony when I was releasing an album and then kind of supported one another's music, and everyone's unanimous response was
blend.
Do that all the time.
Do you remember like a song the three of you first sang together?
Oh yeah. Well, Wildflowers was the first song that we've realized our harmonies were kind of not...
By Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yeah.
By
Dolly Parton from the trio album. Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, mm-hmm. Emmylou Harris. Yeah. So we're like, we should do this song. And we just got a response from it, and it just mm-hmm. fell in immediately and felt so right. And we were like, let's keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. And that's the era of music that was inspiring us anyway, just because there was such an earnest message and people were just coming together creating music, and a lot of it in Los Angeles, people coming together telling stories that mattered, that had depth, and women with strong voices that weren't hiding who they were, and that's kind of what we're also standing for. So lots of layers.
Before we get into that, because I do want to talk about that, could you sing us a little bit of Wildflowers? Just like a little taste right now.
Sure. Do you want to start from the chorus or do you want to start at the top? Or?
You want to start from, yeah, the top?
Sure. We haven't done this in a while.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run. They just died in the sun. And I refuse to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
That was GEMS singing some of Wildflowers from Dolly Parton on World Cafe, Sense of Place, LA. I'm Raina Duras talking to GEMS right now. So you did do some solo stuff on your own before, and now you're a trio. What's that adjustment like when you go from kind of doing your own thing to working so closely with two other people?
I think it's better. I think it can be sometimes isolating to be the solo artist, making all the decisions, being in charge of everything. And when we came together, they've been friends since they were kids, and I met her a month after I moved here. It was just such a supportive thing that we could all tackle together, and it wasn't so daunting, the whole process of being an artist.
Mm-hmm. It's super supportive, and I do have a bit of a penchant for being a bit of a diva. So
she's boss gem.
I don't know. It's like a blonde thing or something. I don't know. It's killed my ego, and it's so important. And I feel like I had the propensity to be self-absorbed, and then to support other women and be here and realize that you can't do anything of importance if you care about yourself the most. And so it's been a life lesson throughout all of the areas of my life. But now when I write songs, I'm like, oh, I really want to hear what they think about these lyrics.
Yeah, so I would imagine it is like a support system.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you are singing harmonies yeah. with each other, you can't make it about you, you know?
Sure. Right. Yeah.
So when you're on stage, you can really hear that. You're going to play two more songs for us.
Yes.
And I was wondering before you start, if you'd like to talk about Master Weaver.
Sure. This song is one of our heavier songs, but at the same time, we really love the way it showcases our harmonies from a technical standpoint, but it's about being let down. And I think we've all had experiences with people who have kind of annihilated our hearts. And this is just about that person that you can't help but love, but can't try and can't do it and can't be there for you. And yet you still have this deep need for them. So complex emotions.
This is Master Weaver from Gems on World Cafe.
Do a cover for you by one of our songwriting idols. Paula Hochhalter on cello.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Came along to claim it. How I didn't know just what was wrong with me. How till your kiss helped me name it.
Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm looking for. 'Cause if I make you happy,
Cafe Gems in Los Angeles for our Sense of Place series. I'm Raina Duras talking to Gems. When you guys perform, you can like see how much fun you're having. Like you feel free and it's really wonderful to watch. You've said that Aretha Franklin, Dolly Parton have inspired you guys. And I'm wondering what it is about artists like Dolly, like Aretha, that
and Carole King
captivate you so much. And Carole King, yeah. What is it about artists like that that really grab you?
I think they have strong voices and strong perspectives, and the stories that their songs tell are relatable to everyone, and those songs have stood the test of time and time again, and that's we aspire to create music that has that type of life.
And timelessness, yeah.
Yeah.
And they are not trying to be anything they're not. I think that they all have withstood the test of time because they're true to themselves.
You're performing live for us at Hotel Cafe, and you've played here lots, mm-hmm. right? And I was wondering if you could describe for people who aren't in the room, for people who might be listening to this who can't see it, what is Hotel Cafe like?
It is in such a busy, crazy part of Hollywood, but it's this nice artist enclave. Like, when I first moved to town, first place I went to see a show was Hotel Cafe. And so to be able to play here it's always such a dream and like such a comforting thing. Mm-hmm.
It definitely nurtures young voices, and it also is a nice place for people who are more established to step back in and just work on new songs and have a really wonderful audience ready to share that exploration with them.
Yeah, could you tell us about the community that's around it? Like when you guys first started playing as Gems or even as solo artists, like what was it like when you would come out and play in somewhere like Hotel Cafe?
The first time I played here, I remember being so nervous because I was like, oh my God, John Mayer and Sarah Bareilles play here all the time.
I saw Sarah Bareilles come up and she was in the audience one time and she just came up. Yeah, I was watching a show here and then this guy was like, my friend Sarah's going to come and sing a song and she came up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I remember being very overdressed. I wore like a really, really beautiful beaded dress because they're like, it's Hotel Cafe. And it is a really wonderful venue, but I think at the time I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like it's all happening. Yeah. And then you start falling into your little songwriter groups and everyone comes out and supports each other's shows and you meet people through shows and you start writing with them. And now there's two stages, so you can just support one another's
music.
Even
more, just go back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
Always hear someone great. Yeah.
When a Sarah Margaret's songs that we've hijacked as a Gems song now. I first heard her play in the second stage here.
I'm talking to Gems on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Before we get into your next song, I want to go back a couple of years, ask you about your tour in 2017. I read that you planned it around the total solar eclipse. You might remember the total solar eclipse that happened a couple of years ago. Why?
It was my birthday.
Okay.
On the actual day.
And the eclipse passed through Nashville, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you plan it around it? Like, what was the...
I wanted to go see the eclipse for my birthday.
Okay.
And so we formed a fake band and went on a fake tour. And it was a tax write-off. Because now it's a real band.
We all just like last minute scrambled to like learn each other's songs and just play each other's songs and show up and be like, hi, we're a band. You better believe it. And just showed up and saw the eclipse, played in Nashville.
Got booked on
around.
A festival. Like just all this stuff started happening because we were like,
I guess we are a band.
Exist. And so, it was kind of like a weird magic trip where we realized, oh,
maybe this
is here for us.
The stars aligned. Literally.
Literally. And the sun and the moon.
I'm talking to Gems on World Cafe. We are live in LA at Hotel Cafe. This is Gems.
All right. We have one more for you.
When did I start to say nothing? It wasn't long before your words were mine and I was forgotten. What happened to my own opinion? Is it somewhere down there waiting for someone's permission? Move aside, I've got to say goodbye. No more judgments, lies. I'm gonna rip off the band-aid, tell it like it is. Time is up, I won't live like this. Damn, it's so good to feel like myself. Come on and let's rip off the band-aid, say it like I should. Take a stand, make a change for good. Myself. And now that I see a clearer vision, I found what I need, the truth set you free, that's how I'm living. And I'll now release your jurisdiction. Power I hold, to move aside, I won't compromise.
no more judgments, lies. I'm gonna rip off the band-aid, turn it like it is. Time is up, I won't live like this. Damn, it's so good to feel like myself. Come on and let's rip off the band-aid, say it like I should. Take a stand, make a change for good. Damn, it's so good to feel like myself. Rip off the band-aid, tell it like it is. Time is up, I won't live like this. Damn, it's so good to feel like myself. Come on and let's rip off the band-aid, say it like I should. Take a stand, make a change for good. Damn, it's so good to feel like myself.
Gems, thank you so much.
Thank you.
One more time, let's hear it for Gems. Recorded live for World Cafe.
All right.
Thank you so much. The Hotel Cafe here in LA. It's here for a Sense of Place Los Angeles series on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.